Longtime NPR listeners will remember Miles Hoffman. He was a music commentator on this network for decades and had an infectious love of classical music.
Hoffman died earlier this month and is remembered here for taking the starch out of the seemingly stiff world of classical music.
People think classical music is supposed to be taken terribly, terribly seriously. But in fact, there's been quite a lot of funny classical music over the years. There's a famous piece by Mozart called The Musical Joke, where he's making fun of French horn players who are, let's say, not the absolute tops.
Hoffman's commentaries combine an encyclopedic knowledge of classical music with a warm sense of humor. Here he is with Morning Edition's Rene Montaigne talking about famous bad fathers in opera.
And some of them are actually really bad, downright evil. My curse you cannot escape. That's Alberich cursing the ring from Wagner's Das Rheingold. And he's not the only bad father in the ring cycle, Rene. There's also Wotan, who's the king of the gods, and he has affairs with both a mortal woman and an immortal woman, and he's the father of all the Valkyries. So he was the father of Brunhilde, Gerhilde, Ortlinde, Waltraute, Schwertleite, Helmwige, Sigrune, Grimgerde, and Rosweisse. Would you like to repeat those names?
Hoffman was a graduate of Yale University and the Juilliard School, who had a prolific musical career as a violist. He played with the National Symphony Orchestra and founded the American Chamber Players.
Miles Hoffman was also an author and a teacher. He wrote several books on classical music that not only suggested what to listen to, but how to listen and how to discover the joy that he found in a lifetime of music.
One of the things that I think is worth pointing out, Rene, is that Beethoven was a man who suffered physically throughout his life, not just from the deafness, and yet he never stopped working. That's the real triumph of Beethoven, that the courage to overcome all of these difficulties and then to create these immortal works that will live for as long as their civilization.
Miles Hoffman was 71 when he died of leukemia.